everybody. This is a Rules Committee introduction, request of the governor. Is there anyone here wants to speak on this bill in the audience? Yes, ma'am.
There is some testimony coming from Anchorage.
Right, I have that here, yeah. Excuse me?
I serve on the bonding board, and staff is going to make your presentation.
Okay, that's the person from Anchorage. Okay. Sharon Kelly, are you on? Oh, I'm sorry.
I'm the only representative of the bond bank here today. I'm the executive director of the bond bank. And so I'm not sure, but it sounds like you're reading the list of the board directors.
I apologize for that new kid on the turf. You're Devin Mitchell?
Yes.
Okay, go ahead, Mr. Mitchell.
Thank you, Senator Wagner. The bill before you today requests an increase in the statutory lending limits of the bond bank. There's two components to the increase. We have a cumulative limit on borrowing of $300 million for the authority, and we're requesting an increase to $500 million in anticipation of nearing the $300 million this fiscal year, and in all probability, exceeding it next fiscal year. The other component is a limitation on fiscal year issuance of revenue bonds, that we have an annual fiscal year limit of $50 million currently in statute, and this fiscal year we have received revenue bond applications of $54.5 million. The statute says that if we have a greater amount that will request the legislature to approve the additional issuance, so we're doing that, and at the same time requesting that limit be increased to $75 million from this point forward. These limits, the bond banks, maybe it would be helpful to provide a little background for the committee. The bond bank was created in 1975, and these lending limits have been adjusted in the past. However, the last time was 1984, when the limit for total lending was increased from $150 to $300 million. The bond bank works as a public corporation of the state of Alaska, and the purpose of that corporation is to reduce the cost of capital for Alaskan municipalities. Often that then reduces the cost of capital for the state of Alaska as well, since the state participates in local borrowing through the school debt reimbursement program and certain other reimbursement programs. The increase we're requesting today doesn't have a direct cost to the general fund, as the bond bank has sufficient reserves in place to continue its program as it's been operating into the future, and continue to provide the same structure for future borrowers. The bond bank saves money for communities by issuing bonds of the bond bank on the open market that are secured by a variety of things. First, the underlying credit or the municipality that's applying for a loan. Then there's an ability to intercept certain state revenues that might flow to that community if there were a default, and there's a moral obligation pledge of the state of Alaska, which is a key component as well. The combination of the credit features results in a strong investment-grade rating for the bond bank, and this then correlates to a lower cost of capital for projects. There's some other things that go into that equation as well, such as how frequent the bond bank's in the market, and name recognition in the marketplace, and ability to do things a bit more efficiently, since there are projects, I mean, average of about 5 series of bonds a year, and in the $40 million range of bonds being issued, and that correlates to savings to communities. It depends on who we're doing the loans for, of course, but between $2 and $4 million annually has gone directly to the bottom line of these communities that are doing these projects in reduced costs. So it's not that we're taking state general fund money and providing it to somebody else. We're taking money out of an investor's pocket that they'd otherwise require additional interest expense from us based on perceived risk that we're avoiding and reducing our cost of capital. Let's see. I don't know if there's additional information the committee would ask for today or if anyone had any questions. We were hoping to push this bill fairly quickly as the main priority for that quick action was our limitation on revenue bond issuance, that the grouping of communities we have, Juno issuing a couple of revenue bonds through the bond bank here in the near future. They've already been approved. And we had Ketchikan Public Utilities issue a revenue bond through the bond bank. And then we have another loan application from the city of Valdez for an additional $19 million that would push us to $54 million, $55 million range. And so we have to, if we don't have the authorization in place in time, we'll have to have two series of bonds for the community of Valdez, or they will have to look for an alternative way of funding their project, which again, either one of those options is going to increase costs. So we're just trying to be proactive and keep costs at a minimum and would request favorable action.
Does that finish your presentation, Mr. Mitchell?
Yes, thank you.
Are there questions of Mr. Mitchell by the committee? Senator Elton.
Thanks. Devin, you may have mentioned this, and if so, I missed it, and I apologize. But my understanding is that the change to the annual cap nor the change to the ultimate cap affects the ratings that the market has placed on your bonds, does it?
Through the chair, that's correct, Senator Elton. There would be no impact to our bond ratings. The means by which we borrow money and secure that money would remain the same for future borrowings.
Thanks, Mr. Chair. Further questions? Senator Lincoln?
Yes, Kevin, also on your, you were indicating that in the bonding began in 75 and that there was the adjustment in 84 for the overall debt limit, but when was the last time that the bond cap was adjusted?
Through the chair, Senator Lincoln, the bond cap being,
being the 50 million.
The 50 million, I don't believe, has been adjusted. The revenue program of the bond bank came into existence much later than the general obligation program. And so in the early 80s is when they began issuing revenue bonds through the bond bank, and that cap was put in place in 1983 as part of the legislation that actually allowed revenue bond issuance, and so I don't believe it's been modified. I guess continuing maybe with the point that I think the reason that these caps were put in place was that the bond bank does issue bonds that are moral obligations of the state of Alaska, which means that we have a reserve fund that's pledged to the bonds. And if we have a community that fails to pay us the debt service that then we're going to pay to the people that bought our bonds, we would draw on that reserve to pay debt service, and we would ask the legislature to replenish that reserve. That never happened in the history of the bond bank. There hasn't been a draw on a reserve, but that's why there's
Further questions? No further questions. We have one additional person available. Mr. Dingle, are you there?
Yes, Mr. Chair, I'm here.
Okay.
Yeah, Mr. Chairman, members of the committee, my name is Dave Dingle, and I'm the city manager for the city of Valdez. And as Mr. Mitchell mentioned, Valdez is one of the applications that's in the queue before the bond bank for this revenue, for revenue bonds. And as a matter of fact, we meet with the board of directors tomorrow to review our application. And we're asking for $19 million of revenue bonds to be issued. And since just because of how our application came in, we're the one that puts it up to the cap and actually goes over it, so that if this legislation is not passed, we would have to, we'd do one issue of $14 million in March or early April, and then we have to wait and do the second issue of the balance of $5 million after July 1st. And all of this is doable. We start our project April 1st, and, you know, we have some commitments from the bond bank that will be able to do the two issues. It will add to our cost by about $9,000 to do that second issue. So by increasing the cap now, it allows us, if our application is approved, which I'm fairly confident will be approved, we'll be able to do one issue for the full $19 million in March, and we'll receive our funds then, and we can move forward with our project. And we can put that $9,000, rather than giving it to our bond council, we can put that towards the construction of the project. So I'd urge you, first, the committee to adopt this legislation and pass it on, and hopefully that the full legislature will sign off on this, hopefully in March or early April at the latest. With that, Mr. Chairman, that's all I have. Thank you.
Any questions for Mr. Dingle? Senator Lincoln.
Dave, this isn't a question, but I just wanted you to know that I introduced some folks on the floor from Valdez as my constituents. It's hard to give up communities.
Well, we still think of you as our senator, Senator Lincoln.
Okay, then I'll have to vote favorably on this then, I guess.
I would certainly appreciate that.
Is there any other questions? Seeing none, is there anybody in the audience now that wishes to testify? If not, Chair would entertain a motion to move and ask unanimous consent to move the bill from the committee with individual recommendations and accompanying fiscal note. Senator Lincoln.
Mr. Chairman, the good of cooperation amongst all of us, I would so move Senate Bill 51 out of our committee with individual recommendations.
Okay. Next thing is about the next agenda. Our next meeting is scheduled for 1:30 next Wednesday. That's the same time as the Hess hearings. We don't have anything that critical or anything that we can't delay. I would like to attend the Hess meetings. How about the rest of the committee, you two?
Well, Mr. Chair, while I would much rather spend the afternoon under your gentle hand, I also would like to spend some time with Senator Dyson.
Thank you, Senator Elton. How about you, Senator Lincoln?
I have no problem.
I think it's unanimous. Okay. Time to adjourn. Meeting's adjourned. We'll go do that.